The Federal Reserve is running out of $2 bills and is contemplating ordering more. The government hasn't printed any $2 currency in 7 years. The Fed's stockpile has been whittled away by a slow, steady trickle of requests from banks. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
You might ask why we need more $2 bills. We've hardly worn out the ones we already have. Most of the $2 bills that find their way to the Treasure Trove collectible shop in San Diego have barely been touched. Co-owner James Hill shows off a bicentennial version. The 27-year-old currency is still in virtually mint condition.
This one here is an AU uncirculated. Maybe got put in somebody's pocket for a day or two, but didn't really go out and get any heavy circulation.
That's true of most $2 bills. Hill says what little demand there is for the currency comes not from merchants, but from novelty seekers.
Grandparents love to give their kids a $2 bill. It causes commerce a little bit of a problem because the cash registers still don't accommodate $2 bills. So do you stick them under the 20s and make a mistake, or do you put them in the 1s and make a mistake, or you just forget about it and throw it in the bottom of the drawer?
The bills aren't terribly valuable as collector's items. Hill sells the bicentennial bill for about $3.80, and that includes the 35-cent plastic sleeve. Even so, banks request about 15 million $2 bills every year, and the Federal Reserve no longer has enough to go around. The Fed will likely ask the Bureau of Engraving and Printing to produce more than 100 million copies this coming year. That might sound like a lot, but the Bureau will print 40 times as many $1 bills and 20 times as many 20s. Unlike the $20 bill, the $2 version is not getting an anti-counterfeiting makeover. A spokeswoman for the Printing Bureau says most counterfeiters aren't interested in knocking off the $2 bill. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.